Another short set of meetings on the schedule for this week in Franklin, Mass. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. What an outlook on the week of August 2nd through August 8, 2026. The Economic Development Subcommittee meeting on Tuesday reviews a plan for a downtown study to be conducted with UMass Boston students, along with a proposal for a revision to the friendly 40B policy. The Commission on Disability meets on Thursday at the Senior Center, discussing multiple topics, including consideration for adding a virtual option to the meetings to improve accessibility. The Benjamin Franklin Charter School Board meets, and among other things on their agenda are goals and objectives for the Executive Director as well as for the Board itself. Finally, on Thursday, the Zoning Board of Appeals gets to take up the proposal for the 39-unit condo development on Washington Street. The complete agenda for each of these meetings is listed below. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, taking a look back at the week that was in Franklin, Mass. From July 26th through August 1st. The only meeting that Franklin TV broadcast this week was the Conservation Commission session on Thursday. The YouTube link is available at franklin.news. The Planning and Community Development Department shared the Zoom copy of the design review session held July 21, which is important because it introduced the Depot Plaza project. The video for that is also available on franklin.news. On the all-access programming front, Frank Falvey interviewed Norfolk County District Attorney candidate Bob Jubenville. There is a new episode of Aging Agenda. There is a new episode of Aging Boldfully. Jason Poulos, candidate for the Mass 4th District, was interviewed by Franklin Matters. All those links are available through franklin.news. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.